Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening up in the stars above. It is Friday, and that means we are preparing for the weekend. There we go. You get to hear me twice. Double your pleasure, double your fun. Sorry about that. So hopefully everybody's finding me over here on YouTube this morning, as this worked this morning. I don't know what the dealio was yesterday, but what's funny is that I put in sort of a placeholder for YouTube in case it would work. And about 10 minutes after 8 yesterday morning, it decided it was going to work. So my husband's like, are you on YouTube or are you on Facebook? And sure enough, I was on Facebook, but he didn't see that. So it was weird, just a weird day yesterday. But of course, Mercury was changing signs yesterday. When planets change signs, it sometimes has a whoosh effect on us as it's preparing to, you know, it's on its last degree of the old sign and it's moving into new energy. So it's almost like this invisible energy field that the planet transits through. It's not a real energy field. Well, I guess you could say it really is. It's just one we don't see. And its net effect is to change the atmosphere, change the energy that we're working in or living in. So today we have a very quiet day, and we have a quiet weekend actually on tap. So today I would imagine we'll be done fairly early with the information part of the broadcast. And then I will be able to transition over to doing card readings for people, which, by the way, I am so excited. I have a new card deck coming tomorrow. It's coming today. Of course, it comes today after I'm going to be on air. And it's called the Galactic Heritage Deck. It was recommended to me by a friend, Londa, who you see sometimes out here in the morning. And she got it from another friend that I have talked to in the past. And I can't wait to play with that deck and bring that to you. Maybe we'll play with it early next week so that everybody can see, but I'm really excited to get that deck. Of course, my mail doesn't come till 1 to 3 in the afternoon, so it's no good to me this morning. But I'll be sharing that one with you. But this morning I have my dragons and animals and goddesses. I even have the goddesses out, and we can do some readings perhaps. All right, I'm going to check over here real quickly, say good morning to Terry. Yes, it's working. Augustina, good morning. So I see that people are slowly joining us. Does seem like a very slow morning, doesn't it? Actually, I got ready very quickly this morning. I had everything prepared, and but yet it still feels like there's this slow motion. Mercury in Cancer slows things down a bit, and maybe we're just feeling a little more lethargic than usual. But that soon will pass, as the moon today has moved into the sign of Virgo, a sign that likes to get busy and do things. And the moon in Virgo today is in a sextile to Mercury, sextile meaning a 60 degree relationship. So it's sort of an ability to share the gifts and the talents of both the moon's and its emotions, and Virgo's willingness and capability to serve and get down to work. There's also a trine to Uranus, which may bring us some surprises today, and the square to the sun, which that is interesting. I didn't even write that down, but that brings us to the crisis of action point. So let's talk about, first of all, what does the moon mean in Virgo? It's one of my favorite placements, as my own moon is in Virgo, which means I'm here prepping for a new moon, so to speak. And right now the moon is sitting at about 1 to 2 degrees of Virgo. So it's very early Virgo. And Virgo represents that whole idea of the physical world, the physical earth itself. If I had to choose a sign for Mother Earth, I would say it's a Virgo. It rules the body. So the physical health of your body, and diet and exercise and all of the things that we think about for health, weight control, all of this sort of thing. Healing and healers are also a part of the Virgo experience. This is a house that's also about work and service, how you give back. But let's deal with work first. So it rules the jobs that you do. So if you have a career, that's the 10th house, and that's more Capricorn energy, Then you have a place of employment, an environment that you work in. That's Virgo, and that's your sixth house. So, and then the work that you're actually doing while you're in that career. So for me, for example, as an astrologer, the work that I would do might be drawing up charts, putting together courses, putting together webinars. That's the work of my career, the umbrella of an astrologer, right? So the sixth house rules the actual nuts and bolts of what you do on a daily basis, your work projects, perhaps the tasks or the errands that are associated with your work or with the routine of your day. So if you're not someone who works, let's say, well, if you are a stay-at-home mom, you are a worker. So don't let me disparage that at all. You have different routines perhaps than someone who's getting up and ready to go to work outside of the home on a daily basis. But Virgo energy, even if it's in the home, rules the routines and the tasks and the day-to-day workings of your home or your work. And as well, the coworkers or colleagues that you come into contact with in that work environment. And of course, we always know that Virgo energy make the best organizers. It has the energy of that practical organizational ability, efficiency, and planning. They have a keen ability to see the details. Maybe their Achilles heel is the ability to see the bigger picture because they just so hone in so easily on the details, the minutiae, the facts, the figures, the ability to see the trees for the forest instead of seeing the forest for the trees. The sign Virgo is also a sign that we think of as discriminating, picky, persnickety even. They are very able to analyze and critically think and even criticize whatever it is that they're doing or whatever job that they're doing or whatever opportunity they're within. They can totally discern what's working, what's not. It kind of reminds me of that self-regulating energy that we have in the Pleiadian calendar, Etznaub in the Mayan calendar, where with that ability to just cut away all that doesn't fit, that is our Virgo energy, and also focus energy. So analysis, critical thinking, focus, concentration, discernment, all these things that are helpful to help that come to us through Virgo that are helpful for us to be able to see how things are working or how they are not working. And then, as I suggested in the earlier part of the broadcast, there's also the element of service in Virgo energy. And you know, you may hear in astrology sometimes this concept of serve or suffer. We often think of that as, I hear it all the time with astrologers. You see it all the time in the written parts of astrology transits, excuse me, serve or suffer, which is a very Virgo energy, very sixth house energy. So the idea of service to me is something about where we share our gifts and our talents. We share of who we are, of what we're good at as a way to serve the greater whole. So it's not about being somebody's slave or having to do the dirty work all the time or, you know, any of the other connotations that the word service brings up. And maybe it's just me, but every time I hear that word, I just want to cringe inside because it doesn't speak to what this energy is really about. It's about the idea of being helpful, of wanting to share your gifts and your talents in a helpful way, coming from a place of purity of your intent. And also conscientiousness. Virgo energy is very conscientious, and yet it is also energy that's willing to adapt to whatever the changing circumstances might be. In an analysis, if it shows up that this particular way isn't working or it's costing too much money, Virgo is just as willing as some other signs that are mutable to make changes, to do the things that need to be done in order to make some movement. And in fact, Virgo is mutable earth. Synthesis, another great word that comes with Virgo energy, the ability to, out of the need or want of perfection, to reorder things in a way that is more perfect, more balanced, more beautiful, more in order, bringing order from chaos, also one of the things that Virgo can do. I remember as a younger mother, I had four kids by this, by the time I was 30. And there are times I'd go in their rooms and I would be like, oh my God, this is just ridiculous, right? This is so out of, just so chaos. But I have a Virgo moon. So my thought was everything on the floor, I would get a rake and I would help them rake everything into the middle. And while I was raking, I would say, okay, that goes over there. You put that back on this shelf with the dirty clothes over here. And it would be such a, it was actually bringing order from the chaos to put it even in a pile to be able to do that. So as a mother, a rake was my best friend in my kids' rooms, raking up everything into a pile. Because somehow the same thing happens to me here in my house when my husband is he brings a bunch of stuff in and he lays it all over the place. I cannot think when there are things on every surface. Instead, bring it together, put it away, leave some space for other things to happen. So there's this seeing part of that chaotic energy, but the ability to bring order to it in our lives, seeing how everything fits together in a better way, and processing, moving through, cleaning, organizing, all of that. Now we have to watch out for a couple of things with this Virgo nitpicky energy, and that is about worry. They are the grand worriers besides Pisces, Virgos, the grand worriers of the zodiac, criticizing, and with that critical eye, when does that critical eye turn to criticism, blame, judgment? There are also workaholic tendencies that come up. And Andrew Scott, if you're listening to me this morning, that was one of the things I meant to focus on for you yesterday in our follow-up, was that not only are you a Virgo, but you have that workaholic energy in your human design. So hopefully you're listening this morning. Take a break, right? Being busy, busy, busy all the time is not meaning that you're getting things done, right? It could just be dispersing your energy. So I just wanted to say that. J-Lo, good morning to you. Marissa, Mimi, good morning. I was just thinking about you. We hadn't seen you this week so far, I thought, and I was going to reach out and see what you were up to. Natasha says, good morning. And I'm having a nice technology moment this morning indeed. Thank you very much. And Amy, good morning to you. Jennifer Peachy, hello. J-Lo, oh my God, I did that also. My girls so did not like that. I didn't care if they liked that or not, J-Lo, because it was the only way that they were going to stop me from screaming at them crazily about getting the room cleaned up. It was much better if it was in a pile. And as I'm raking things up, I could sort of rake them even into mini piles so that clothes went there, dirty clothes there, books over there, toys over there, trash over here. I mean, to me, kids, oh my goodness. And four of them, you can just imagine how that can have gotten out of control so easily. So anyway, thank you for joining us this morning, everybody. It's good to see you. Now let's go on to looking at what the body, so every sign has some kind of rulership over the body. And in Virgo, the part of the body that's highly influenced by that sign is the digestive system. So if you have, it's the bowels as well as from the stomach all the way down through the digestive system, because Virgo is a sign that rules the assimilation of nutrients into the body. So from the point, and I would say even it starts in your mouth, right, with the saliva digesting the food so that you swallow, then it goes to the stomach. All of that begins a process of assimilating the nutrients, breaking down the food so that your body can take the nutrients in. So that is a function of Virgo in the body. So when there are upsets, worry, blame, judgment, criticism, workaholic tendencies, all of that, in the body, it may show up as constipation or diarrhea or stomach upset or over time, the inability to actually bring the nutrients into the body. So you almost have a nutritional deficiency that can happen. Also, the solar plexus is a part of that. So that feeling in your guts of grumbling and of emotional reactions and things like that can be a function of the digestive system. And isn't it interesting when you talk to scientists or you listen to even neuroscientists talk about the stomach or the gut, there is a huge connection from the solar plexus to the brain, as in the stomach, as well as the heart, as well as the brain thinks. It has the same kind of neurotransmitters, in fact, even more in the gut than there are in the heart and in the head, that speaks to how it is we're taking in life, right? We're taking in life. So even though it in the body itself, it's digestion of food, it is also our ability to take in the joy of life and the experiences of life and assimilate them as well into our journey and into our evolution. So everything to do with Virgo is really about that ability to take it in and maybe even categorize and organize it into different component parts, but not to reject any of it at all. I mean, in just seeing it, valuing, recognizing it, releasing it if it's not something that is a part of your experience. So I hope that's kind of helpful because we have everybody has Virgo somewhere in their chart. And likely, let's say it's in the house of relationships over there on the seventh house. Perhaps it's when there's upset in your relationships that you don't assimilate well, that the rest of your life seems to go to hell in a handbasket when your relationship isn't working. And so it can cause you not to assimilate life in a joyful way if that's the problem. If it's in your fourth house, maybe it's upset with the family or when things don't feel solid beneath your feet. If it's the 11th house, maybe it's when there's upsets with your friends or your networks of people or when you feel like your dreams aren't coming true. So whatever house is carrying Virgo could be the source or the area of your life that triggers this inability to digest or to assimilate all of the experiences of your life. So I like to think about that with Virgo energy sometimes. In my own chart, Virgo sits in the third house, the second third house, kind of the cuspy area. For me, I almost always can trace my issues in my stomach or my digestive system to my mind, to things that are going on, the thought processes going on in my head. And that maybe seems easier because I know that I can change my thoughts. And once I do, then I can change how my body is looking at all of this. Okay, questions about Virgo energy, please feel free to put those in the chat. By the way, this is a good time for me to say, if you're enjoying this video, please give me a thumbs up. If you have not yet subscribed, hit the subscribe button down below. That is very helpful for me and I appreciate that. J-Lo says, I told the girls, anything left there is garbage in 1 hour. I had 7 girls at home. Oh my goodness, girlfriend. You were running a veritable girl school. Mimi, honoring my need to shift my attention toward the cave for a bit. Good for you, Mimi. And I bet you're about ready to crawl out of that cave. It'll be later this weekend as the moon will hit your natal moon at the later degrees of Virgo. Anyway, good morning to you as well. And mine is more on the third house and little in the fourth house. So home and family, J-Lo, and also the mind. So being aware of what is going on in your head. And to me, here's what I think really plays into what goes on in my head is that as soon as I get into a chaotic environment, my natural inclination is to attempt to bring it all under organizational control. And if I can get it into organizational control, I can continue to think. But if it's out of control, if there are too many surfaces covered with stuff, if there's too much of a mess, the only thing I can really do is to bring it all together or begin this process of putting things away, because otherwise I can't think, right? It just really messes with me. I'm probably one of those few people that if I can't even start to cook a meal in a kitchen that isn't cleaned, that if there's anything out on the counters, I have to put it all away. Even if it's something I'm going to drag back out, it seems that seems very weird, but obsessive almost, but that's just the way it is for me. I have to start with that clean slate and then I can do it. It's why I have several notebooks like these things. My husband brings them to me because I have them organized. You can see these little tabs I have up here. So this one has contents for 2020, Chiron and Aries, Saturn and Aquarius. So I have them organized that way so I can find the information later, because who knows which one of those is laying around when I am ready to write. So it's just kind of funny energy. If you laugh at yourself, then it's not so serious, but that's how I attempt to control my environment. So there you have that. Okay. What else do we have on tap today? I want to talk about, Let's see, where do I want to go? I want to do something quick before we get moving too far ahead for the day. Is that in Human Design this week, we read the story for where the sun is placed at the gate 16. And the earth, we've sort of ignored over the week, but yesterday I meant to read this to everybody, but we got so into the Mayan and Pleiadian calendar that I missed it. And this is the gate 9 where the earth is. And here is our card. This is the energy of determination. In Human Design, we call it the gate of focus. And if you remember yesterday, this is why I wanted to read it yesterday, is because one of the things that Mercury in Virgo bring, or Mercury in Cancer brings us is focus energy, determination energy. So here's our beautiful face for focus or determination. And I want to read that story to all of you. So the gift is determination. The shadow is inertia. And the siddhi is invincibility. All those little acts done with heart begin to build up an inner momentum that eventually becomes unstoppable. I always knew I was meant to be a goddess and couldn't wait to find that passionate calling and perfect romance. I dismissed the unglamorous steps I was told were necessary to achieve my goals. I thought them boring. In a frenzy to get through the now so I could get to the future, I hurled myself in one exciting direction and relationship after another, each time expecting my dreams to immediately manifest. But when they didn't, I'd quickly divert myself with a new enchanting vision. For years, I was restless and antsy. I left all relationships the moment the honeymoon was over. I found myself wasting more and more of my time with meaningless activities until I became so demoralized that I decided to give up my dreams entirely and settle for a normal life. Instead of traveling the world with a jet-setting wizard, I married a dear friend and became a stay-at-home mom. Though I loved my family, my life became unbearably mundane. I wasn't just judging the small, inconsequential moments. I was lost in inertia. Swallowed by endless tasks and responsibilities, my life felt devoid of hope and passion. As my children grew older and I experienced more pockets of spaciousness, hints of old dreams would pop up. But I'd quickly push them away, convincing myself I couldn't do mommy and goddess at the same time. Besides, I was too unfocused and reluctant to leave my comfort zone. But then for Mother's Day, my family painted a picture of me dressed in full goddess regalia, holding a broom, a paintbrush, and surrounded by laughing children. They called the art piece Goddess Camp. I love it. As I looked into their loving faces, a light bulb went on, and I knew what I was meant to do. Of course, it took time, effort, and an abundance of small and unglamorous tasks and steps to get the camp up and running. But now I experience each step as an essential part of a grand adventure. And I couldn't be more fulfilled. My gift to you? It's time to bring your heart back into everything you do, no matter how seemingly mundane. Remember, every act of intention is an act of magic. True determination isn't about force or struggle. It's about grounding yourself in your heart's desire. It's about building natural momentum, one love-filled act at a time. Perhaps at the beginning of an endeavor, when you're dealing with inner reluctance or habitual diversions, you may need to assert some will. But once you start moving, the entire universe, including your body, will rise up to meet you, creating a current of support to which you only need to surrender. Soon, you will see the connection between every moment of your life and your deepest dreams. So listen to your heart, prioritize the practical or the beautiful, and let go of the rest. It's that simple. Questions for contemplation. Do you tend to feel lost in the mundane, or are you often trying to escape it? Where do you desire more movement in your life? Who might help you burst through the inertia and get moving? If you've lost touch with a dream, find three ways to spend time with beauty today. Move your body. If you've been frantically avoiding the practical, choose three simple tasks to complete and find the magic in them. Then have a good rest. When do you remember feeling invincible? Write down or doodle what it felt like in your journal. Pretty cool, right? I love those stories that she wrote. By the way, that's from Rosie Aronson's card deck called The Wisdom Keeper's Inner Guidebook, and the 64 Faces of Awakening are the cards. And I say get them if you can, because they are so useful in your life. Okay, checking back over here quickly with YouTube. J-Lo says, I woke up saying that we have to organize. J-Lo, not weird. My kids know no dinner until my kitchen is spotless. Amanda, Virgo is between my fifth and sixth natal. So about how you have fun and play. Oh, I bet you are a very good picnic packer or camper. You make sure you have all of the things you need and everything is organized and packed and ready to go. That practical sense there. Debbie Tibbetts, Tumiel, good morning. Terry says, I think we all need cards. J-Lo, OMG, that sounds like me. Kids are all old enough now to be all I want freely and follow my heart indeed. And Jennifer Peachy says, love those cards. They are beautiful. And the stories just go right to, I think, even if you didn't, you know, have a thought about how Virgo plays out in your life, reading something like that gives you that energy of, oh yeah, I can see where that might be playing out in my life, where focus and concentration might be, you know, something I need to work on. And J-Lo says, I just noticed my Neptune is 9.6 in my design. Okay, yeah. And also my south node at gate 16.4. So you're always trying to bring meaning and focus out of this chaos, this primordial chaos. So that for you could also, you know, be a source of stress. So I would watch that depending if you have an open root or not, because you may always get so into trying to straighten out the chaos that you miss some of the beauty in doing that, right? The beauty of all of that. Okay, so let's talk now about today's Pleiadian Earth energy and then a quick word about the weekend, and then we're off and running to do readings. Today is three intuiting. We have now come to the energy of creation, where the creative energy begins to move outward from within and to move outward into the world, where possibilities emerge, where we've taken the one energy of initiation and we've put that together with sharing energy with the two, and now we are ready to create something. And our intentions become more visible at the number three, and becoming more visible as a result of your thinking about what it is that you're intending. So here's where we always get to understand that if you don't like what's showing up in your outer world, then you must go into the inner world, because it began in your thinking. It began as a thought here within, and then thought became manifest. So when we set intentions, let's say you are very good at journaling and you've set intentions with the new moon, and then quickly you forget that, oh my gosh, I've got to keep my focus on what my intention was, not what is happening in the moment. So if your intention is to build a bridge, let's say, you can't build that bridge until you've gathered all the products together that you need to build that, and that you have a plan for how that works out. So if you're constantly thinking about, oh, that bridge is never going to happen, oh, there's so much work to do to get it ready, then your intention to build the bridge is going to be in peril, because literally your thoughts are not on what the bridge, building the bridge, it's on all of the things that are in the way of building the bridge. I hope that makes sense. So the results of your thinking become visible at this point in time. So if you don't like what you see in your world, or in what you set out as an intention to manifest, then, you know, trace it backwards into what's going on up here in your mind. And in your mind, are you thinking about how things aren't going to happen, or are you focused on allowing things to happen magically? Go back to the mind, right? This is your course correct time. You course correct your intentions and think in new ways, right? I underlined that for everybody. Think in new ways. The energy of three allows us the access to the mind to think in new ways that help us create in new ways. right? If you keep thinking the same old thoughts, and then you're going to keep getting the results of those same old thoughts, then you're going to get irritated because the same things keep happening in your life. And you keep thinking that if you do more, then that won't be a problem. Or then you start going into victim energy and thinking that nothing ever works out for you, no matter what it is. And if you instead trace it backwards to a thought, and where was that out of alignment? This day gives you that opportunity, almost as if it's inviting you, take a look in your head. If I opened up my head and looked at all those thoughts, what would I see? And is it supportive of my dream or my intention or my wishes, or is it not? Good question, right? Now today is intuiting day. It's Kib. So for those of you who yesterday found out you were a Mayan astrology Kib or an intuiting in Pleiadian energy, today is one of those days that you would be on target, on task, very much intuitive. There's something new about to happen. The energy of Kib, remember, is that idea of death and rebirth, where we are moving, we are letting something go. So intuiting, knowing what to let go of to make room for the new, grace, trust, and listening and hearing for your inner voice are what support us today. We are very sensitive today. And I don't mean sensitive emotionally, although if you are emotionally defined in your human design, it may show up in your emotions, but we're very sensitive to what makes sense, what's real versus what's not real, what doesn't make sense. We're really listening to what's coming in from source and able to take actions. We're able to differentiate what it is that's right and what it is that's not right for us. There can be tests and difficulties on a day like today that make us have to move more into our intuitive selves. If we choose to react with depression and resignation that, oh, there it goes again, the universe is always, you know, pooping on me, then you're doomed to experience the results of that thinking. However, if you reach inside and you work with those challenges and you allow the universe to show you what it is that the next step is, then you are in a better place to get to your intentions, to be able to rebirth yourself in a new way, not giving up on yourself, but releasing yourself from the old mind and allowing yourself to engage new mind, if you will, right? New mind. I also wanted to bring up this morning that today we're sitting at the crisis point with the sun and the moon connection. So a week ago, we had the new moon. Usually 7 days later, then we come to the first crisis point of the new moon. And it's a crisis of action where now there might be boulders in our path and we have to determine, what do we do about that? How important is it? Is this going to stop us? We might come to something that makes, you know, feels like maybe something's pulling back on the yoke and that we are, you know, meant to stop. But this is an energy that really is about what are those obstacles? Why are they showing up? Is it time to maybe change a little bit of your thinking, to move in a little bit of a different direction? This is a time for you with the sun and the moon to tune in to what that obstacle represents. Maybe it's there for you to slow down. Maybe you were moving too fast. And, or maybe it's something else, but you won't know until you check in. But the one thing you do not do is give up. This is not the give up point, although a lot of people will give up at this point. Don't give up. Just go within and see what it is that needs to be changed, right? Or what is the outer world showing you? That's the way to go through that. Okay. Weekend, Saturday, the moon is in Virgo all day. Opposing Mars, squaring Venus, opposing Neptune, trining Pluto. So the moon, while busy, is likely giving us opportunities for rest and relaxation, but also for getting the work done. So here's my advice for Saturday. Get the work done early and then rest the rest of the day. Play the rest of the day. Enjoy the rest of the day. So if there's something you have to do, don't put it off until late. Just get it done and then enjoy the rest of your day. There are a couple of just minor irritations on Saturday. So if there's a day over the weekend that might cause trouble, it's probably Saturday. That's the sun sesquiquadrate. I'll tell you what that is in a moment. Pluto. So sun sesquiquadrate Pluto. A sesquiquadrate is a minor transit, a minor relationship or aspect between the two planets. And what it is it's a 135 degree angle, which means it's a square, 90 degrees plus 45 degrees, a half of a square. So you have a challenge with some tension added to it. But it's still fairly minor because it's likely playing out behind the scenes somewhere, but it can exaggerate things. This is a kind of transit that can exaggerate something that's already going on in the day. So for example, if you're already fearful about something, it can exaggerate that fear. If you're already worried about something or feeling tension around something, it can exaggerate that anxiety around that. What emotions or experiences that lie buried in your subconscious can suddenly bust up and emerge or bubble to the surface for you to have to deal with. Because Pluto, of course, is the Lord of the underworld. The sun is the Lord of the sky. So we're bringing up from the deep and exposing it to the light of healing. Remember, healing, our umbrella energy for the week in the Pleiadian Earth energy. And it could be issues around power struggles or powerlessness or control and control issues. So watch for that. Relinquish control. Just relinquish control. Leave yourself out of the anxiety game. But there's also a Mars-Jupiter semi-square that day. And this is a semi-square is a 45 degree angle, right? So in a sesquiquadrate, we're taking the whole square plus a semi-square. And you add the 90 degree square to the 45 degree semi-square and you get the 135 degree angle. With a semi-square, we're just dealing with half of the square. So here we have 45 degree angle between Mars and Jupiter, which is a subtle sort of tension that's going on between the two planets, one of action, Mars, and one of growth and expansion and doing it big. So don't overdo. Saturday is not the day to overdo or overly physically exert yourself or to start running a marathon when you've never even run a mile. Stay within reason, right? Mars wants action. It's physically vital. It has vitality. And we may feel really good. We may feel extraordinarily good. But that doesn't mean that you can go to the nth degree of whatever it is that you're doing. Because if you overdo it, then you're going to pay the price for that on Sunday or maybe even on Saturday later. So this is also competition energy. And so in my mind, as I was writing this morning, I had in my mind a neighborhood and everybody's out mowing their lawn and doing all this kind of stuff. And you really don't feel like doing that. But you make yourself go out and do it against your inner voice saying, no, no, no. And you twist your ankle on that rock you didn't see, right? So watching that energy, you don't need to compete with the neighbors to make sure your lawn looks as good as everybody else's. It is staying within reason, what is proportional to what your skills are or what level you're at. I'm not saying that it's not, you know, okay to push yourself a little, but I am saying that our tendency with a transit like that is to overdo, over imbibe. You know the drill, right? Anytime we have those challenging aspects that pop up with almost any planet to Jupiter, we can overdo it. And tomorrow it has a very interesting energy. In the Pleiadian Earth energy, it's for evolving. In the Mayan calendar, this was Caban. Caban was a representation of the earth or earthquakes, the earth shaking. It is about moving boundaries. And we think about plate boundaries and plate tectonics and what happens. This is a four energy. It's stuck energy. And maybe it's not tomorrow, maybe it's not even could be Sundays, a 5-day where the breaking of the boundary, the breaking of some energy. Now, it doesn't literally mean an earthquake. It can, but it can also mean something that shakes you up personally in your life, an earth-shaking feeling, if not literal, right? If it's not literal earth-shaking, it could be something that feels big, something that feels like change is coming or something that makes you just kind of tune in and go, what's up, right? I sort of had that feeling last night, a what's up sort of feeling. About 10 o'clock, I went outside and it was still. There wasn't a frog, a cricket, a bird, nothing, no sound, no wind. It was silent and it was spooky, spooky silent. And I was standing out there going, dang, is this earthquake weather? Sometimes we have that on the West Coast. We think of earthquake weather. But I came in, I went to bed. I didn't have any earthquakes that I know of. But this weekend, there's possible shaking going on in your life, not necessarily an earthquake, but possibly something that shakes you up. And it could be a comment somebody makes that sets you off in a new direction. So it's not necessarily a negative thing. This could be a positive shaking of something that maybe somebody shakes your tree and new ideas fall out, right? It could be that as well. Sunday, the moon is void, of course, from 2:17 a.m. West Coast time to 7:38 a.m. West Coast time. So about 4.5, 5 hours before the moon moves out of Virgo and into Libra. So that day we have a trine to Jupiter, Saturn, and a square to Mercury. Mostly a good day, creating harmony now with Libra as our moon's energy. We want to be realistic though, because of that opposition to Saturn. We want to watch for misunderstandings because of the square to Mercury. So five, regulating, self-regulating is the earth or the Pleiadian earth energy of the day. That was the Etznob in the Mayan calendar. Several of you had that energy of the obsidian knife or the flint knife was the representation of the picture, the ability to go in and eliminate all but the truth, right? Taking out all of the things, transcending a limited worldview, activating a personal transformation. The energy of five is all about change. Self-regulating is cutting out what no longer fits and letting it go. Bye-bye. And doing that as a process that is that you are moving into with consciousness and with deliberate moving forward with that. And pretty much that's it for Sunday. So we have a pretty good weekend. I mean, there, with those little bumps along the way, every day has little bumps, right? It's our choices to how we deal with those bumps that really makes or breaks the day or the weekend. So let me check and see if there's any questions or comments. This is your time now to be able to tell me if you would like a reading. I would like a card, please. Your choice, Debbie. You're always right there with that, aren't you? I'm going to change pen colors here so I don't lose it in. Debbie, do you of my choice? Okay, my choice of card. Who else would like a card reading today? Terry says, good morning, Debbie. Did you see that, Deb? Andrew, I spoke to you earlier in the broadcast, so hopefully you start from this, start from the beginning. Amy Energy, that's me, a KEEB. I don't know what a KEEB is. Keep, I don't know. Maybe type that out for me so I can see that. Ursula would love a goddess card. Oh gosh, too funny. And Jayla would love a dragon. I love my dragons. I didn't bring them out last week. That's funny. Mimi would love a goddess. And Augustina would love goddess. I mean, she says, I would like a card, would love a message since I'm confused work life wise. Okay, so Augustina, I think you need a wisdom of the oracle, wisdom, a Woto card. I'm thinking of quitting. Okay, girlfriend, Augustina, do you have your human design chart? Do you know what you are in human design? Have you had a human design reading? Because there's some real good guidance that can come from knowing your human design and how it is you make those kinds of decisions, because that's a big decision, right? That qualifies as a big decision. And what do how you do that is as important as what you do. Okay, but I will definitely pull a card. Marissa would like a goddess. Marissa, a goddess. And Jennifer would like a card. Jennifer, my choice. My choice. And okay, Amanda J would like a card. My choice. Amy says, I would like a card. Amy, my choice. Okay, love it. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get started and I'll check back and see if other people requested that. But we got quite a few here. And holy cow, I thought I was going to be done in 20 minutes. And look at it's, we've got, well, we have 20 minutes, so we have time. No, I don't know nothing about human design. Yes, I've been working there for, okay. So, Augustina, your job, should you choose to accept it, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to go to my website, living living-astrology.com. I'm going to write that right here. living-astrology.com. I emphasize the dash or the hyphen because there is a website, livingastrology, all one word.com, and he frequently forwards emails to me that people send to him for me. It's too funny. But I want you to request your free chart. It's free, and a report, and that will give you hopefully some guidance and maybe even get yourself a reading. That's the only other way that I know. Allison would like a WOTO. Allison, thank you, Marissa, for keeping me on task there. Love it. And okay, so let's start, shall we? So Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel, my choice. Debbie, I'm going to do goddess for you. And I was smart today. I had them out, got them ready. I got them ready because I knew it's always the longest part trying to get those goddess cards out of the box. But I like to keep them there because then they're in good condition. Debbie, you get A-I-N-E, Anne, maybe. She was upside down, and she, which means she's in an alignment message for you, but she is about adaptability. She's the first card. She's the first goddess, number one goddess. So let's take a look at what that means. She's really very beautiful, beautiful greens. Okay. So this was an alignment message. Remember in the goddess deck, if she's upright, it is an empowerment message. When they're upside down, it is an alignment message. And here is your alignment message, Deb. Sometimes you find yourself unable to respond to life's challenges because you are holding on too tightly to an image of how things should be. It's hard to adapt to changing circumstances when you are so connected to familiar conditions or an old identity. Or you may be too attached to the form of your desired outcome, and when things go in a different direction, you resist. Have no fear. Instead, love these changes. Be open and curious. Call on the goddess Anne, to embody her power. Remember, she could effortlessly shift from one form to another and move between worlds without consequence. Trust that whatever you're bumping up against will dissolve through your willingness to simply be with what is and allow the magic to reveal itself. Wow. I think that's a wonderful card to start the readings off with today. So there you go. All right. I was looking to see if it had a way to pronounce her name so that I was pronouncing it correctly, but there wasn't. All right. So Debbie, that's for you. Ursula would like a goddess card. So Ursula, this will be for you. And let's see. And, you know, also if you guys have, well, I think in your own mind, you could hold this idea of what it is that you would like to get an answer about. And for you, Ursula, you get the goddess Oshun, and she represents generosity. And she was also upside down generosity, Oshun. So she's beautiful too. Look at all of the symbols in that card. She's almost got like this beautiful peacock thing going on around her head, feathers, power. They are feathers. Beautiful. Okay, card number 40. So she's a four. And she was upside down. So that's also an alignment message for you. Sometimes you may fall prey to fears about whether you will get what you need. So you worry about money or love and you begin withholding. You might find yourself being overly restrictive and beginning to hoard for that proverbial rainy day. Do you know you cut off generous ocean's flow of potential when you allow yourself to be convinced there's not enough? The truth is, when you begin to be miserly with your time, affection, and gifts, you will see little in return to all you begin to notice is... I'm going to reread that one. The truth is, when you begin to be miserly with your time, affection, and gifts, you will see little in return as all you begin to notice is what isn't there. In this moment, the goddess Ocean wants to offer you this alignment task. You can't expect the great goddess to be generous with you if you show her you don't trust in the flow of her generosity. Now is the time to do the opposite of what you fear. When you feel there is not enough money, enough time, spend it to signal your trust in abundance. If you feel unloved, ask who can you love and where can you show you care. Even a kind gesture made to a stranger sends the sign that you trust in the generosity of the world. Don't wait to get what you want. Give it away to others, and you will be amazed at how things turn around. The goddess Ocean has only your best interests at heart. That is such a great reminder to all of us about giving and receiving and giving and receiving, and receiving is giving and giving is receiving. And yes, I love that one. Okay, Ursula. J-Lo wanted a dragon. Let's get to the dragons. You're up here. I was listening the other day. What day was it? Wednesday? There was going to be the launch of the SpaceX Dragon rocket headed to the space station to replenish the station and bring two astronauts from the U.S. back out to the space station, which hasn't been done in a long time, at least not launched from our country. And I just thought it was so interesting how dragon is showing up in even just the mundane world, right? Dragon energy. So J-Lo, here you go. It's Earth and Fire Dragon works with you to clear the fifth dimensional ley lines. It is time for service. When you give, you receive. Gosh, it's about the same kind of card as we just had for Ursula, with the same similar sort of message. So Earth and Fire Dragon, isn't she a beauty? I love that one. Okay, so let's see what this one's all about. Earth and Fire Dragon. Earth and Fire. Yes, Earth and Fire, page 28. Okay, so about your dragon. This is a card of service for the fourth dimensional brown and orange earth and fire dragons are calling on us now to help them clear and light up the new ley lines of our beautiful planet. The original ley lines were called dragon lines, for they were maintained by the dragons of old. Now a new fifth dimensional ley line system is being placed into the earth to carry golden Christ energy and prepare the planet for the new golden age. The dragons of earth and fire move through these lines, creating a path of light through which the higher love frequencies can flow. Here's your guidance. Humbly invoke these dragons and have a sense of the power of the flaming orange fire combined with the grounding brown earth. Reach out a hand to touch the dragons, then visualize earth being crisscrossed with lines of golden light. Picture these dragons anchoring this golden Christ energy wherever there are sacred places on the globe. Mentally, place a golden flame at each of these sacred portals until you sense our planet lighting up. Oh, I love it. Whenever you are out walking or driving, ask the magnificent earth and fire dragons to travel along the ley lines below you. Bring the Christ light down through you so that they can distribute it where it is most needed. When you give, you receive. The earth and fire dragons will illuminate the challenges on your route ahead, and as soon as you have acknowledged them, they will also dissolve them. This will smooth your path. It will also allow you to step lightly into your role as a master of the new gold, as the new golden age approaches. Woohoo! That's perfect for you as a Taurus, I think, Miss J-Lo. Okay. So after J-Lo was Mimi, and Mimi wanted a goddess. So let's move that to there. And let's grab the goddesses again. Mimi, I don't think we've pulled a goddess for you before. So this is kind of fun. Maybe we have. I think you usually request animal spirits. So goddess energy is good. And oh, this is a whole new one. I don't think we've ever seen her. And I do not know how to pronounce her name. It's Yahai. The sun, Yahai, Y apostrophe H-I. So it's card number 51, which is a 6. And she was right side up like this. Look at that golden corona around her head. Beautiful. And she represents the sun, something you can appreciate as a Leo, right? The sun is your ruling planet. So let's see what this beauty has for you. Okay. It's an empowerment message as she was upright. And it says, When you shine your light into the world, you will attract various people and experiences that match or challenge your commitment to being empowered. Right now, you are receiving information to know which choice to make, which opportunity to take, and which person to trust. The Aboriginal Australian sun goddess Yahai illuminates your path with her rays and brings clarity as she shows you what you need to know. A bright light also attracts a lot of bugs. So know that you may also attract those who see themselves smaller as a result of your empowerment. This is a conditioning that needs to be healed in many people in the world. All you can do is be incandescent and joyful, kind and truthful, and the world will begin to reflect that goodness back to you. The goddess Yahai is happy to help you shine. I love it. What a great message, especially since you said you were in sort of a cocoon space for a couple of days. So now the light must be shining brightly from that position, coming out, emerging into the world again. Mimi, that was for you. Augustina, Wisdom of the Oracle. And All right, Augustina, here you go. Wisdom of the Oracle. These are our great standby guidance, wisdom for maybe, oh gosh, cards are throwing out at me. It says round and round. It is in upside down protection mode. It is card number 25, which is 7, a very spiritual number, round and round. So let's see, maybe this is something that warning you about something that you've been on before. 25. Okay, so the basic message of the card is the spiral quality of events when a lesson isn't quite integrated, cycles you are challenged to break, revisiting a pattern from a new perspective. And here's the protection message for you. Are you refusing to see your own personal responsibility for repeating lessons you don't need to relearn? You have to surrender now to the fact that you are the common denominator in all these repeat performances. Be happy, for this is a wonderful spot to be in. You can now see the cycles that you wish to exit. Once you figure out that you have the power to stop going round and around, you possess the key to your freedom. Be good to yourself. It's not about blame, but accountability. You can have the abundant life filled with love and prosperity that spirit so wants for you. I hope that gives you guidance there, Amanda. That's a pretty cool card. And lost my pen. Okay, Augustina, that was for you. Did I say Amanda? It's Augustina. Sorry. Marissa wants a goddess card. Goddess card for Miss Marissa. See what comes up here. Augustina, I still have all these thoughts running around in my head for you. Let me clear that really quickly. Ooh, okay. So for you, Marissa, we have Ishtar. Ishtar. And her message is about communion. Card 23, which is a 5. Look at all the light coming from her. Gotta love that. She was also upright, so this is an empowerment message for you. And 23. Your intimate relationship with the invisible world is being called upon right now as you enter unfamiliar environments and situations. It's time to commune with the great goddess, the aspect of the conscious universe in her most collaborative form. The world then becomes your oracle as it opens up and communicates everything you need in the form of signs, omens, and messages. Now is the time to pay attention to synchronicities and those moments when logic and reason fail to give you the full picture. The Mesopotamian goddess Ishtar reminds you of the time in her ancient temples when her priestesses served as oracles, communing with the goddess and imparting wisdom to the people who sought guidance. Look at everything in your life as an opportunity for communion, losing the need for self-centeredness, connecting to source in a sacred, intimate way. You will not pray on your knees as a supplicant. you engage the great goddess as a partner in co-creation, part are participating in the making of worlds. No one needs to rescue you when you act empowered, aware, and awake to the wondrous miracle you're a part of. Whoa. That's a very powerful message, I think. One that we need for this world, that reminding us that we are the collaborators. We are the co-creators with God. We are not the supplicant or the, oh, please, please, please. That's an old paradigm that was based in fear. This one is that we're part of all of this divine plan, embracing that within us. So, Marissa, that was a cool card for you. Jennifer Peachy, my choice of card. I'm going to get you a dragon. What did I do with the dragon? There we go. The dragon cards. I just like to bring their presence out more and more. In fact, we have a repeat dragon here. We have earth and fire dragon for you as well, as J-Lo had, right? This is the path of service. It's time for service. When you give, you receive. This is a dragon that works with you to clear the fifth dimensional ley lines. I'm going to go ahead and reread that, since it must need more expression. Otherwise, why would it have come out another time for us here today? So J-Lo, pay attention. And Jennifer Peachy, this is for you as well. This is a card of service for the fourth dimensional brown and orange earth and fire dragons are calling on us now to help them clear and light up the new ley lines of our beautiful planet. The original ley lines were called dragon lines, for they were maintained by the dragons of old. Now a new fifth dimensional ley line system is being placed into the earth to carry golden Christ energy and to prepare the planet for the new golden age. The dragons of earth and fire move through these ley lines, creating a path of light through which the higher love frequencies can flow. Here's your guidance, Jennifer. Humbly invoke these dragons and have a sense of the power of the flaming orange fire combined with the grounding brown earth. Reach out a hand to touch the dragons. Then visualize earth being crisscrossed with lines of golden light. Picture these dragons anchoring this golden Christ energy wherever there are sacred places on the globe. Mentally place a golden flame in each of these sacred portals until you sense our planet lighting up. Whenever you are out walking or driving, ask the magnificent earth and fire dragons to travel along the ley lines below you. Bring the Christ light down through you so that you can distribute it where it is most needed, or where they can distribute it where it is most needed. When you give, you receive. The earth and fire dragons will illuminate the challenges on your route ahead, and as soon as you have acknowledged them, they will dissolve them. This will smooth your path. It will also allow you to step lightly into your role as a master as the new golden age approaches. Woo! I could see that as I'm reading that. I could just visualize that, a picture of these dragons just reaching out to them to light the sacred places on the planet with golden light. Love it, love it, love it. Now, after Jennifer was Amanda. Amanda was giving me my choice. Amanda, I'm thinking goddess. And here they are. I get so many decks in front of me. And of course, I buy another deck, right? What am I thinking here? For more confusion, this is for a goddess card. And it is a twofer. Two. The goddess Gaia, so Mother Earth. Right? And she's upright. And then the goddess Artemis, focus, and she was upside down. Interesting, because focus is our energy for the earth this week, right? So let's see what this story is for you. Gaia was upright, Artemis was not, and the goddess book. So we'll read Gaia first. She's card number 16, which is a 7. And upright means it is an empowerment message for you, Amanda. Being grounded, slowing down, and remaining present in your body is the message that the Greek goddess Gaia has for you right now. Perhaps you spent too much time in your head lately and have not taken as good a care of yourself as you would have liked. Get into a rhythm, make sure you get enough sleep, commit to spending more time in nature, and eat sustainably with conscious awareness. Gaia, the earth, mother of all life, invites you to pay attention to your body, for you are a creature of the earth as well as a spirit. You are part of this living earth, which is the foundation for all of life that has a physical form. What form does your life take? This is the perfect time to take a closer look to ensure you're happy with it. You're also asked to examine the foundation of what you are building now. Does it feel solid and stable? Now is the perfect time to focus on stability and security, ensuring you your move forward is in a grounded way. The goddess Gaia reminds you that the earth is the playground for conscious manifestation, so be respectful of this truth. And then isn't it interesting that a story card, another card comes out, who happens to be the goddess Artemis, whose word here is focus, focus. But she was in the alignment phase of card four backwards. So she's a four. And the alignment message of Artemis says, sometimes you can be so focused on one thing, one way, one outcome, or one expectation that you run the risk of losing the opportunity to experience what you genuinely desire. You may be so fixated that you become blind to what is truly yours and what will be in your best and highest good. The goddess of the hunt offers this alignment task. Soften your focus and allow the fulfillment of your desire to come to you as it will. Whether you hit your mark now is not the point. Rest your eyes and release the tension in your body. By taking this break, you will avoid shooting yourself in the foot and instead recognize that you are so loved. Love, success, and opportunity, all that is truly yours, it will not run just past you. Call on the goddess Artemis to remind you of this truth. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. So that was for you, Amanda. Amy, my choice. Amy. I'm thinking goddess for you as well, Amy. Okay. After Amy, we have Allison, and then I'll check and see if there was anybody else. And oh my Lord, she is beautiful. Amy, you get, it feels like there's two cards here, but there's only one. Just feels thicker. You get the goddess Athena, knowledge. Isn't she beautiful? And she was upright, card number five. So change and freedom. And let's see what she means for you. Athena, card number five. Okay. And she was upright. So that's an empowerment message. And here it is. Athena, the Greek goddess of intellect and strategy, says, knowledge is power. And you are in a perfect position to gain greater clarity at this time. Your hard work is paying off, and everything you have learned about life has brought you to this moment in time. Your knowledge, logical choices, and intentions are aligned with divine will. Your intellect is keen, and your mind is clear. You know what you have to do. Right now, the world is making sense. You don't have to question or debate it. You can take things at face value. If you think it adds up, that's because it does. Have courage, my love. Your most precious dreams are within reach. The goddess Athena will help. I love that for you, Amy. Perfect. And Allison, last but not least here, would like a WOTO, Wisdom of the Oracle. So Allison, this one is for you. And then, like I said, I'll do one last check to make sure I didn't miss somebody. And Allison, time for a nap. Time for a nap. It was upside down, so it is in protection mode, card 24, which is a six. Time for a nap. Let's time for a nap. I could use another nap. Okay, guys, what did I do with the book for WOTO? Oh, I put the cards on it. Okay, 24. Time for a nap. The essential meaning of the card is rest, rejuvenation, and renewal. Temporary non-action, allowing dreams to arise. And it was in protection. So it says you are a human being, not a human doing. Is it possible you're suffering from workaholism? Could you be the one who thinks it's your job to save everyone, to be there for everyone, and to go, go, go until you can barely see straight? You've gone as far as you can. You've worked hard and nourished people and projects, but now you are an empty well and have no reserves for others or for yourself. Don't let your ego keep you going full speed when your body and spirit need rest. Exhaustion is calling you to stop what you're doing altogether and take a break. If you don't, the appearance of this card could portend a possible illness that stems from being totally overwhelmed. You will feel like a new person if you take that break. Do it now. This is a great weekend to take a break, right? Take a break. Let it all go. Don't worry about anything. Just live, love, laugh, rest, take a nap, eat bonbons. Whatever it is that you do to relax and rest, Allison, seems that the universe is pointing you in that direction. Okay, over here, Amy, I got you a card. Augustina, I think these are, everybody's just saying thank you. It keeps coming up a lot, as well as dragons. Isn't that fun? Don't forget to thumbs up, everybody. Thank you, Amy, for that wonderful reminder. If time, Natasha would like a goddess card, and I always have time for goddesses. I do have a reading later, but not goddess right here, Natasha. So thank you for saying that you would like a card. Allison, you are most welcome. She says, I love to sleep. Seems like you need more of that. Amanda, wow, they both totally resonate at the moment. And my birthday is the 16th. Awesome. Okay, so Natasha, let me tune into you for a moment here. And we get for you, ooh, oh, here, I'm going to have to try to say her name. Saraswati, her message is mastery. Saraswati. Let me get to Zoom so I can make sure this is centered. There you go, Saraswati. Number 44, and I am going to read both empowerment and alignment because she came out sort of like this. So there's no sideways card, so I got to read them both for you, okay? So 44, Saraswati, mastery, and master number too, of building, right? 44, boundaries, building, foundations. Okay, so Natasha, here we go. Here's the empowerment message. This would be if the card was meant to be upright. I think you're meant to hear both messages. Mastery is a genuine sense of effortless knowledge after a period of dedicated immersion. The Hindu goddess Saraswati asks you to enter her domain of art, language, knowledge, music, and poetry, and make this commitment to go the distance. Immerse yourself, body, mind, and spirit, in discovering all aspects of what is at hand. Learn and then learn more. Right now, if you adopt the role of apprentice and are willing to devote your heart and mind to something, you will become a true master. Deep wisdom knows only continuous learning. No matter what question you've come to explore, the goddess Saraswati reminds you that the pursuit of mastery is never ending, so enjoy every minute of it. And just in case, there's an alignment message for you as well. Are you someone who begins things with great enthusiasm, but when you realize the scope of the situation, you move on to something else? Could it be you're dealing with someone like this? Ambivalence is something to be careful of at this time, as you recognize you need more knowledge and energy than what you have to move forward competently. The goddess Saraswati reminds you that there are no shortcuts on this journey, and partial knowledge does not make you a master. In fact, your alignment task is to stop working in a scattered way. It's time for some deep diving into the subject of your inquiry to really get a command of the territory. Offer the commitment of your time and energy, and you will feel the surge of power as you move into a more masterful role in all areas of your life. Stick with it, keep learning, and keep practicing your craft, your heart commitment, your meditation, and your self-expression. Stay present to all, and you will be glad you did. Whoa, I would say that's a great message for you in particular, Natasha, but also for us to all of us to end the day with. Angela K, going to ask again because I think it was missed. It was, I did not see you. Hello, if I'm not too late, I would very much like a card today. Struggling here with home schooling and juggling kids home work. Wota or goddess, please. Well, what if we did one of each, Angela? What if we did? What if we did? What if we did? So I'm going to pull the goddess first. And then I'll pull a Wota. Angela, thank you for reposting that because I would have missed you. And I would have been sad. So be it, Natasha says. Thank you so much. Allison, everyone have a blessed weekend. Take care. Don't forget, thumbs up the video, everybody. Amy, I love you. Okay, so we have another twofer. So your goddess card, Angela, is Athena, the goddess of knowledge. Right, the goddess of knowledge. She's a warrior princess, right, Athena? Let's get you a wisdom of the oracle as well. Homeschooling with an owl on your shoulder. Maybe it's time to go to Hogwarts. Teach your kids some Hogwarts stuff, magic. Observer is the card from Wota, right side up, card number 49. And you see the little wolf, what is he? Fox, maybe a fox looking with his eye to the sky, observing. So let's see, both of those cards were right side up for you. Let's read about Athena again. I don't have a problem doing that because I just love these messages. And this was right side up, so an empowerment message. Athena, the Greek goddess of intellect and strategy, says, knowledge is power, and you are in a perfect position to gain greater clarity at this time. Your hard work is paying off, and everything you have learned about life has brought you to this moment in time. Your knowledge, logical choices, and intentions are aligned with divine will. Your intellect is keen and your mind is clear. You know what you have to do. Right now, the world is making sense. You don't have to question or debate it. You can take things at face value. If you think it adds up, that's because it does. Have courage, my love. Your most precious dreams are within reach. The goddess Athena will help. But I just want to add to that because we also know the goddess Athena, Pallas Athena, is a warrior goddess, right? So she goes forth to teach with love, with wisdom, with compassion. She goes on to push through whatever it is that is causing pain or wounding in the moment. Now let's look at Observer, card 49 and upright 49. Okay. Oops, that's 8:49. The essential meaning of the Observer card says perspective, objectivity, neutral observation from a distance. Here's the message. Most people see the world through a personal lens. They closely identify with their feelings and experiences, so much so they come to believe that these are their only reality. There are times when you need distance in order to gain perspective and understand your circumstances from a more neutral vantage point. Now is one of those times in your life. This is a perfect moment for you to begin to do some exploring. Instead of only considering yourself, consider what you need to understand about the conditions, people, culture, and environment you're engaged with now. You'll be so happy you did. Illumination is the miracle you seek and will indeed find. And here's the relationship message. I'm just throwing that out there because I think maybe it might be pertinent. Sometimes you just can't see the forest for the trees in your way. Feelings can get all jumbled up, and often you hear one thing when a person says another. It can be like an echo of an unresolved past experience dubbed over your conversation. Take time out before you react. It's likely the other person has no idea how his or her words have affected you. Take a few steps back and lend understanding to the situation. Have faith in your connection and trust that you can come together. Take to the higher ground now and cultivate curiosity about what you observe in yourself, in others, and in the landscape. You will find things much improved sooner than you know. I hope that's very helpful for you, Angela. Okay, is there anybody else I missed out there? Going back just to make sure. I don't think so. Very good. All right. Well, if I missed somebody, I apologize. Hit me up and we'll do something for you next week. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. I am going to be doing some work this weekend, so I'm kind of excited to get to that. In the meantime, take care, everybody. Much love to you all. Thumbs up the video and subscribe if you haven't already. Take care. Bye for now.